Welcome back to Strength 101. You got Matresa today. We are solo dolo, and I'm so excited to be chatting it up with you guys again. It's been a little while. How's everyone doing? I know you can't answer me, but I'm good if you're wondering. We're talking about why people overthink nutrition and weight loss and how to stop overcomplicating and overthinking it with just a few steps. It all comes down to two simple things: protein and staying under your calories. Before we get into protein and your calories, let's just take a moment to think about what the problem is of how easy nutrition is overcomplicated and weight loss is overcomplicated. I know, for starters, I'm on social media a lot. I'm sure all of you listening are too. And you see so many different ways to lose weight, to be the healthiest version of you by eating these specific foods. There's a lot of misinformation and overwhelming information all the time that you never know what's right and what's not. I've been there. I know exactly how it is. I still look sometimes and I'm like, who even made up stuff like that? But people buy it and people trust it because it's the internet. Trendy diets are another thing that a lot of people follow, going as if of keto diets where you're cutting out carbs, the carnivore diet where you're eating just red meat, cutting out carbs there as well. Weight Watchers is a huge one where you're like counting points for foods, and like the Mediterranean diets and so on. A funny thing that all of these diets are trying to get you to do is simply just being a calorie deficit. So a calorie deficit is eating less food than your body is burning. So you will automatically be losing weight. Now, what's not sustainable though is cutting out all of these things like carbs, certain meats, certain foods in general. Your body needs carbs, your body needs fats, your body needs protein. These three are key essential macronutrients for your body. Along with like sugars, and a lot of people are going to have to cut out sugar in general to feel better. I need to cut out just all the carbs, and it's not sustainable for them. They crash out, they burn out, and then they're back to square one all over again. And they're wondering what the heck happened and why it didn't work for them. It's not just you. It's just simply the program, and that the program is not sustainable. A calorie deficit is what is going to be sustainable for you, and protein, which is what we talked about at the beginning. So you're probably wondering, how the heck do I find my calories and how I find my protein? So if there's a specific weight you are looking for, let's say that your goal weight is 140 pounds. Well, then you want to make sure that you're taking in 140 grams of protein each and every day. Now for your calories, you might not know what your calories are. Well, that's okay. That's normal to not quite know where your starting point is and where you should be at. Awesome. The internet is helpful for some things, and there is an equation that you can use. You can just go online and look up the Harris-Benedict equation. That's going to ask you some questions for your weight, height, age, and your activity level. All of this goes into play to figure out the calories that your body needs to either maintain the weight you're currently at, to either gain weight or lose weight. Now, whatever your maintenance calories is, you're usually going into about 500 calories less for a deficit. So let's say that my maintenance calories were 2,000 calories. Well, then I want to be taking in 1,500 calories to make sure I lose a pound of body fat every week through my calorie deficit. Along with hitting my protein, so let's say my goal was to be 140 pounds, then I'm taking in 140 grams protein each and every day while making sure I am taking in 1,500 calories or less every single day. Important part of this when you're in a calorie deficit is making sure that you are staying in your calorie deficit. If you're burning calories and you're taking in and adding in those calories, so then now I'm taking back into 2,000 calories. Remember, that's my maintenance. So that means then I am not losing weight. I'm just maintaining my weight. So you want to make sure you're staying under your calorie deficit calories. Now, something that makes it more simple. As I was saying, in those diets that they cut out things, you do not want to cut out foods. You want to make this as simple as possible. So enjoy what you like to eat. My favorite thing is I have a big sweet tooth. I love ice cream. I love brownies, whatever it is. And I have to make sure I can have that. So when I'm accounting for my calories each and every day, whether if I'm in a maintenance phase, a growing phase, or a calorie deficit phase, which is what we're talking about today, for weight loss, I'm going to make sure I'm tracking my food each and every day so then I can add in foods that I want to be eating. I recommend for you is you download a food tracking app. Maybe it's the Lose It app. Maybe it's MyFitnessPal, whatever it might be. And you can add, you can edit that to make sure that you're in your calorie deficit or your calories for your calorie deficit. And you can put in your protein goal in there as well. So if I wanted to have ice cream tomorrow, let's say, I know that that's like for sure what I want. It's going to be a hot day and I want to enjoy it. So I prefer the night before, like every night before I go to bed, I pre-log my days. So let's say tomorrow I want ice cream. I'm going to add in the ice cream that I want. And then I can add in the rest of my food to fit under my calories and hit my protein after that. So if you're like, well, I don't know what the heck I'm going to eat tomorrow. Like, what do you mean? Meal prepping is super important with this as well. So if I meal prep, let's say Sundays are going to be a good day for you to meal prep. You want to plan out your week accordingly to set yourself up for success for this. So on Sundays, let's say I, between 1 and 3 are my times that I'm going to be meal prepping. Maybe it doesn't take you that long. Maybe it takes you 30 minutes. I don't know. But putting enough time aside to dedicate for that is what's going to set you up for success. So let's find a protein source, a carb source. So for protein, let's say you love ground beef. I love ground beef. We're adding ground beef for the week, and let's say we're adding chicken for the week. So I'm going to prep up 2 pounds of ground beef to last me through the week, and let's say 1 pound of chicken. So when I'm prepping up that ground beef, I don't want to season it. This is my hack that I personally love. I want to call it just not just meal prepping, but bulk prepping. If you're bulk prepping food, then it's as long as you're not like seasoning and stuff, you can adjust it through the week as you please. I'm someone that needs variety and I can't just eat the same thing every day. If you can eat the same thing every day, I give you a lot of superpowers for that because I think that makes this actually that much easier. But if I like variety, I'm going to choose for, let's say Monday, my ground beef, I want to have a taco bowl. So I'll pull out my, let's say 4 ounces I'm measuring out. Make sure you have a food scale for this. That is also extremely important. Measure out 4 ounces. I'm going to throw some taco seasoning on there as I'm reheating it up. And then I can add on Greek yogurt for sour cream. That's a huge protein game changer. Let's say you want some pico. That's low in calories. And we'll throw some cheese on top. Now, Tuesday, let's say I'm like, oh, I want a burger bowl so bad. Okay, well, I can do that because I didn't season that meat. So I can grab 4 ounces of that meat. I can throw on some pickles, let's say some cheese, some tomatoes, whatever you like on your burger bowl, and then so on. So at least that there's nice variety you can choose there with bulk prepping. This helps along with then keeping yourself set up with your protein. So then you can make sure you measure out the 4 ounces and you log that into your app. That, okay, I had 4 ounces of my ground beef. I had however many grams of cheese and however many grams of your Greek yogurt. Boom. There's your lunch. Same thing you can do for dinner. For breakfast, most important meal of the day, you want to make sure that you are setting yourself up for a high protein breakfast to get you set in stone to hit your calories and your protein for the day. Some good tips for breakfast is going to be Greek yogurt. You can do either plain, you can do flavored. I like, if I do plain, I like adding protein powder to it. Otherwise, if I do flavored, I'm a sucker for vanilla Greek yogurt. I like to add blueberries to that, maybe some honey. Blueberries are a really awesome choice for being low calorie and high volume. High volume foods are a game changer in a calorie deficit. I'll go over volume foods in just a moment. But if I were going to add some blueberries, at least I get some micronutrients and you get some honey on there. That's probably 25 to 30 grams of protein right there, depending upon how much Greek yogurt you use. And you're already set up for the morning. Eggs and egg whites are going to be really important too. I love eggs, but I love even more adding egg whites to eggs or just having egg whites on their own. You can buy the carton of egg whites. That's super low calorie, high protein, and high volume. So you can have a lot of egg whites for very low calorie. How you want to find something that's high protein is if you are looking at a food label and let's say that let's say we're looking at protein powder, for example. Let's say that the protein powder, the calories is 100 calories per scoop, and the protein is 20 grams per scoop. If you would add a zero after the protein, so that'd be 200 grams, that's bigger than 100 for 100 calories. So that would make it high protein. So as long as if you add a zero after the protein and then that number is higher than the calories of the item that you're looking at, that's high protein. If it's lower, that's not a high protein item. That is not to say you can't have items that might not be super high in protein. If you're looking at them and figuring that out, But it's just a nice hack if you're really trying to hit that protein home. Volume eating now is a small key as well as your meal prepping and as your bulk prepping for a calorie deficit. So volume foods are going to be something like lettuce, super high volume for super low calorie, egg whites, as I was just talking about. Cauliflower rice is a game changer. You can add some soy sauce to it, make fried rice, really be very creative on that. But volume foods, cucumbers are really great too. You can add some things to that. It's kind of more of a nice crunch if you like crunchy foods. But high volume is going to be really important, just so you feel like you're eating more and like kind of getting more of a crunch through it, really than what you think you are. So again, so like no foods are off limit. So you want to make sure that you're feeding your body what you're craving, what you like. If you cut out the sweets, you cut out certain breakfast items, dinner items you like, you're only going to be hurting yourself and starting back again at square one. So make this an enjoyable thing, because this isn't a sprint. This is a marathon, right? It's a lifestyle change, and you're doing this for yourself for long term. It's not just a short term fix. Everyone nowadays is looking for a short term fix, and that's why A, it doesn't work, or B, it's very short lived when it does seem to work for them, because they just end up going back to square one. So have fun with this and enjoy the journey of it, because that's the most important part of it. Now, protein. I haven't got to talk much about protein yet, more of why it's important for you. Protein is something that keeps you satiated in your body. So that means it keeps you full longer. So that's why it's an especially key for a calorie deficit, because, I mean, inevitably you are going to be hungry since you're taking in less calories than what you're burning, and you're taking in less calories than what you're used to. So it's okay to get that hungry feeling. That's a good thing. That means that it's eaten up your body fat and it feels good, right? You just got to get that strong mindset through it. But protein is going to help keep you full longer. Same thing with protein, is it helps with muscle recovery. So what's really important with being in a calorie deficit is also keeping your body moving, right? Because you're burning more calories than what you're eating. So if you're focusing on weightlifting, which is also king right next to protein, that's going to pair well together. So you're going to be building your muscle and also being recovering well. Your muscles will be recovering well with the protein. This works because, again, this keeps you full longer. This helps your body recover. As you're losing weight, then you're filling then with muscle. So you're able to change your body composition, not just losing weight, but also you're getting that toned look that everyone wants. You aren't toned if you don't have any muscle on you. You're just skinny fat, is the best way to put it. You want that tone look? Well, you need to have muscle on you. So as long as you're building the muscle, that's where you're going to get that tone look, especially as you shed down body fat. All of these topics I've been talking about, we use this in our body composition program, which is I'm the head of here at Strength Academy. So our body composition program, we focus on two things: calories in, calories out, and your protein. We do not focus on carbs and fats. I know I've said those are very important, which they are. We do highly encourage everyone to still be taking that all in. It's just trying to keep it as simple as possible. So we're just focusing on the two things, protein and calories. Our last round lost over 330 pounds, just this last round. It works. My mom specifically is someone I've been trying to work with for years on weight loss. My whole life she's been trying to lose weight. And finally, my 26th year, she's decided to start listening to me about weight loss by simply just focusing on protein and calories. And she's lost over 30 pounds, and I have not seen her more confident and happier with herself because she's confident in what she's doing. Because simply, it's easy. You can use the calories and protein anywhere you go. If you're traveling, you're going out to eat, whatever it might be, you can focus on high protein meals while still on the go, while still out to eat. Some tips for while you're out to eat is focusing on the protein first and then the carbs around it and fats. So if I'm going out to eat, my ideal thing would be either just to get chicken breast, let's say. Maybe you get a burger and maybe you just want to ditch the bun. Salads are something that are very highly caloric, more than we think they are. Salads seem like they're healthy because they have vegetables and they have meat on it and all the good stuff. But the dressing and a lot of the like nuts that they add on that, nuts are fat, which are super highly caloric. Again, they all have a time and a place, but if you're eating that all in a huge bowl of a salad from a restaurant, it needs to taste good. So that means it's going to be really high in calories. if you were to order a salad, maybe it's the summer and some restaurant has a specific salad you've been dying for, good, order it. Maybe you ask for the dressing and the nuts on the side, let's say. So then you have control on putting as much as you want or as little as you want on there. Least then you know, then you know what you're putting on versus what the people in the kitchen put it on for you. If you're on the go, running to a grocery store, beef jerky, protein bars, protein shakes are really helpful. I know that there's also Greek yogurt you can buy at the gas station and hard-boiled eggs. Don't miss out on some of those good stuff because you can follow this while you're traveling, while you're out to eat, wherever it is. The only limitation is yourself. So if you're feeling stuck and you're overwhelmed, stop trying to overcomplicate things. Keep it completely simple. Go find your calories, find a food tracking app, and find your specific protein you should be taking in every single day. This is what's going to help you break through that plateau that you've been in for how long to lose body fat. If you want help getting started, reach out or comment below and we'll be able to help you. If you want more information on our body composition program, I would be happy to help you with that as well. All that's going to be in the show notes at the bottom. Same thing with where to find our Instagrams, all that good stuff, where the Strength Enemy podcast is, or just gym information itself. If you want to find me, I'm on Instagram all the time at MatracaFit, MatracaFit. I hope this helped and take some tips. If there's something you learned, please let us know and we'll see you on the next episode.